Hello there, you're listening to Resonance 104.4 FM, but of course you are. Where else would you be on a Saturday afternoon like this? Coming up now, we have our first live programme of the day, the wonderful Hello Goodbye Show with Dexter Bentley, and here they are now.
Goodbye. are tuned in to Resonance 104.4 FM, and as our lovely engineer Robin told you, this is the first live show of the day, and we are the Dexter Bentley Hello Goodbye Show. We just kicked off today's show with the marvellous Paul Hawkins and The Awkward Silences with their track Travelling Show, which actually you can download if you wish to from their MySpace site, which would be myspace.com/TheAwkwardSilences. That's the with two E's, as in the olden days, kind of the. They are playing tonight, Saturday the 18th of November. It's the final day of the two-day Anti-Folk UK Festival that has been taking place at the 12 Bar Club on Denmark Street here in the centre of London. And on the bill are Paul Hawkins and The Awkward Silences, along with many others. I'll give you a couple of them. The Bicycle Thieves, Stuart James, Tafra and George, amongst a few others. It will be £6 to get in, kicks off at 7:30 and goes on until late. Now, if you can't get down tonight, or you just cannot get your fill of the UK anti-folk scene, then also on Thursday the 23rd of November, this coming Thursday, you could go for free to Goldsmiths College, the student union bar on Dixon Road, New Cross, South London there, to see a marvellous lineup of King, The Intolerable Kids, Spin Master Plant Pot, Tom Cronenberg, Bobby McGee's, Miss Sills and Larry Pickleman. So that all kicks off at 7 o'clock, and I'd say that looks like another night very much worth getting down to. Now, today on the show we have two fantastic live acts, one of them getting ready and one of them all ready to go. The one getting ready is Nighttime and Damien Raisin in the downstairs room. But upstairs here with us we do have Alan Tyler and the Lost Sons of Littlefield, and they consist of Alan Tyler on vocals. We've got Jim Morrison on fiddle, Chris Clark on bass, and Paul Lush on guitar. We are minus their drummer, because apparently it's too early in the day, or too early in the afternoon, one or the other. This is their forthcoming single, should be out in the new year. It's called Middle Saxon Town.
Back in 1833, the navigators came, cut the earth and laid the first railway. It was a feat of human workmanship of the most stupendous kind. George Stephenson, he showed the world the way. Metro and the district put more steel into the ground. Settlers came a-searching for a dream. To leave the dirty city, paradise was almost found. They built their houses on the village green. Now it doesn't have an east side, west side, middle side or back. And the roads go round forever, where it used to be a track. There's a little bit of Roman, Norman underneath the ground. I'm trying to tell the story of my Middle Saxon town. Up high upon a hill, a famous school has done its trade. From little boys, great leaders there remain. But we never wore their uniforms, school fees we never paid. Cause we only followed T-Rex mud and suede. And when it rained, the water ran down gutters and down drains into the brook, just like a poison vein. Beside that little river, cows once drank a folk dream. But we never saw a fish swim in that dirty, stinking stream. Doesn't have an east side, west side, side or back. And the roads go round forever, where it used to be a track. There's a little bit of Roman, Norman underneath the ground. I'll try to tell the story of my Middle Saxon town, where I grew up, be a man in the heart of Metroland. Then I went back to the city of stone, where my dad had his first ball. Shops and the businesses that stood on our parade have struggled and no longer trade today. The cinemas and swimming pools are mostly swept away. The neat and new has fallen to decay. And as folks sell up, new neighbors come from countries far away. Weather and a welcome, cold and gray. For everyone there is a rising price they've got to pay, for a place to live and love and work and pray. Still it doesn't have an east side, west side, middle side or back, and the roads go round forever where it used to be a track. There's a little bit of Roman, Norman underneath the ground. I've tried to tell the story of my Middle Saxon town. Yeah, I've tried to tell the story of my Middle Saxon town.
Resonans 104,4 FM. Konsten att lyssna.
Thank you.
Okay, so you did hear our first live song by Alan Tyler and the Lost Sons of Littlefield. It was Middle Saxon Town. And as I said, that will be available actually through Hanky Panky Records as a download, I believe, as of the 15th of January. So two more songs to come from the guys over the next, what do we got? Hour and 15 minutes. So, and also hopefully we'll have a chat, so you'll be able to find out all the details of how to get hold of their marvellous album as well. Now, the song you just heard there was Bishy with The Three Ravens. And if you want to go and see Bishy, she's on a fantastic bill that's been put together by the Duke of Uke, the stringed instrument ukulele shop that's over in the East End there. It's The Duke of Uke Presents a Heady Tonic of Melodic Wizardry and Lewd Moves. It's taking place at the equally lovely Bethnal Green Working Men's Club, 44 Pollards Road. Row, in fact, over on Bethnal Green. Also on the bill, along with Bishy, are the Mount Cherries, Darren Hyman and his bluegrass band, ex-Hefner, obviously, and the very special guest DJs, the unashamedly triple X, Mr. John Barnes. Also, Matthew Saw and the Ghosts, former guests of this show. And that all kicks off at 8 and is £6 to get in. Now, regular listeners to Resonance will be aware of Bishy with her involvement with Matthew Glamour with his Cash Crisis show, which is now sadly defunct, but Matthew Glamour himself is still on Resonance if you want to listen to him. He has a show every Wednesday evening on Resonance, 9 o'clock, Glamour and More, it's called. Camp Clubbers Go Crazy. So if that's your bag, that's where you want to be tuning on a Wednesday evening. Right, now, Simon, what we got lined up next?
Okay, what we've got lined up next is Patrick Fitzgerald. He was, older listeners will probably remember Patrick. He was the punk poet of the original punk era, and he was in Britain again. He lives in New Zealand now. He was in Britain again in the summer, and we caught up with him, saw him play at the 12 Bar Club, and did a bit of an interview with him. So if you haven't heard him before, I'm just going to play you a piece of his. This is called Popstar Popstar, and then you'll hear the interview with him after that.
My father worked for 30 years in a factory. What did it do? It killed him. What did he get? Not very much. A wife, a home, my sister and me. I ain't gonna work in no factory. A golden handshake or a premature burial. That's all you'll ever get. Leaving school. Careers advice. What do you want to do? What you got? What you good at? I'm quite good at art. They got me an interview. Job as a cartographer. Drawing maps. See the world. The job was in Hounslow. Not very far. 4 hours travelling there and back on the train and the bus every day. Didn't get to the interview. Didn't get the job. Didn't want the job. Set off an office job, then another office job, then another office job, then another office job, and then I got bored of office jobs. To the unemployment. What do you want to do? What you got? What you good at? I'm quite good at art. So I thought I'd be a pop star. Pop star, pop star. I don't wanna be. This is not what I wanna do. Pop star, pop star. I don't wanna be, I've got no choice of you. Pop star, pop star, I don't wanna be, this is not what I wanna do. Pop star, I don't wanna be, I've got no choice of you.
Sarah and Company. With Sarah Ward.
Hello, it's very good to be with you again. And this week I'd like you to meet someone who's very much a representative of the new wave London music scene, Patrick Fitzgerald. Well, Patrick's been described as a punk poet, and even more recently, a compassionate and witty voice of his 20-year-old generation. So to start us off, here's a little taste of Patrick's crazy.
Life
First thing I wanted to ask you about is when you started playing music.
When I was very young, I started playing music when I was sort of like, well, I used to kind of like show off and stuff when I was a kid. And I started rewriting pop songs when I was about 10 or something. I'd write my own versions of them. But officially, I suppose, from about 1974, so probably would have been 18.
How did your first record come about?
Complicated process. In about 1975, I contacted Ken Pitt, who was David Bowie's manager, and he sort of put me in touch with the music world, the sort of real music world, the publishers and the, you know, the PR people and all that kind of thing. And I sort of did the rounds of that a little bit and played them my songs, and they just said, oh, this is like not what people want. And so I sort of went away and hid for about a year or two. And then sort of later on, punk started, and I used to go to a place called Small Wonder Record Shop in Walthamstow. And I used to just go there and be a nuisance all the time. And Pete Stennett, who ran the record shop, started his own record label. And I just basically made a tape of lots of stuff that I'd kind of... I don't know whether I wrote it specially or whether I'd been writing stuff in between. I had been writing songs and stuff for a couple of years anyway. And somewhere along the line ended up with about two or three cassettes worth of different types of songs, and chucked them through the door of Small Wonder because I was too shy to actually admit it was me. And Pete sort of soon found out and said, oh, that cassette was you then, was it? And I went, yep. And he went, okay, well, we'll record some songs. And I thought, okay. So we just went off and recorded three EPs, and that's where it started, really. I was working in a theatre group and going off and busking, playing things like Safety Pin and Backstreet Boys and getting no money whatsoever.
You did release recordings from your bedroom as well, didn't you?
Yeah, and in fact, the next thing that's going to be released at the moment has got some more recordings from there, because I've been kind of archiving stuff for the last 2 years
right.
or so.
Yeah.
So and there's lots and lots of songs from that period that just never got released, and I quite like them anyway.
Yeah, and that was quite an extraordinary thing. I always thought that, you know, recordings done on a cassette in someone's bedroom were then making it onto record. And I can't think of anything that kind of was that anybody did that before. Were
no.
you aware of anybody else who did anything like that?
No, probably not, because I suppose previous to punk, everything was like very, very carefully recorded in 48 tracks or 96 track recording studios. But in actual fact, I mean, that was it was the third EP that first had those songs from a cassette, and previous to that we'd sort of done quite lo-fi recording anyway, because when I initially went in to record the Safety Pin EP, we went into a proper studio and I just froze because I'd never been in a recording studio before. So we just went off and recorded in a house, and the telephone rang quite a lot and traffic came into it and all that kind of thing. So, you know, it was kind of logical that by the third EP we just thought, well, stick some cassette recordings on there, because it was obvious that 9 times out of 10 that's where the real stuff, you know, the good performances would go into, that stuff that was recorded without the kind of the constraints of being in a formal sort of studio.
Yeah. So I think, you know, that was a kind of hugely inspiring thing for people who were then listening to John Peel and here in their bedrooms, listening to something that had been recorded in a bedroom. It was
logical extension, really.
Definitely. Did the gigs then come after? You said you were busking, but you then start to do gigs after the records came?
There really wasn't much sort of places available pre-punk. where, you know, new people could do stuff. It was like, you know, you went through the band rehearsals, you went through this, you learnt these songs and you learnt that songs, and you went out there and sounded like everybody else.
Yeah.
And of course punk came along and you know, all of a sudden there was like a stage available for people that were just doing their own thing, really. And and so it was only something like that, really, that made it more possible for somebody like me to do something.
Then when you did start to do gigs in that kind of environment, I imagine you were the only person in that environment doing what you were doing. Everybody else was kind of band stuff,
yeah,
and noisy,
yeah,
stuff. So how did people react to that?
In different ways, really. I mean, it's like, you know, it kind of worked for and against me in a lot of ways, because the fact that I was just playing with an acoustic guitar meant that a lot of people were quite happy to put me on, because, you know, it's like there's no sound check, there's no this and no that. And, you know, you don't have to shift the drum kit round and all that kind of stuff. So a lot of people kind of thought that I was a really good person to have as a support thing, because they could literally move the equipment around behind me and stuff like that while I was playing. But at the same time, again, it's like, you know, a lot of the hardcore punk people would say, well, it's not really loud, it's not really thrashy, therefore it's not punk. So, yeah, very mixed, very mixed. Plus I was also like, you know, a certain amount of stuff that I was doing was critical of whoever and whatever. And that will always kind of like get people's backs up a bit.
You kind of often got labelled as a punk poet. How did you feel about the sort of poet tag? I mean, obviously the lyrics are really important in your songs.
Yeah.
Was that something that you felt comfortable with, you were happy with, or did you prefer to be seen as a musician?
I'm still quite sad in some ways that I'm not really viewed as a musician. Even to this day, I'm not, in some ways. But most of my stuff was about words. But, you know, I do like to think also, and I think some people have kind of recognised the fact that what I do is slightly different from a lot of other people, in terms of, if you're talking about an acoustic guitar, it's very different, I think. Yeah, punk poets, it's okay. But it's like, it does kind of miss out the music connection, and I do invest quite a lot of, you know, I think if what I was doing was not very good musically, I wouldn't want to do it.
Yeah, and you've always stayed with music. You've never sort of gone into just purely spoken word.
Very little. So yeah, it's, for me, it is, you know, my stuff is a musical thing for sure.
Yeah.
And I think whether it's just with an acoustic guitar or whether it's on the records where I try and do something a bit further, yeah, I invest a lot of thought in that. Because I've had people say, well, he can't sing, or his voice is rough and ropey and all that kind of thing. And, you know, but I do think that I work very carefully on songs. And I work very carefully on songs that do not sound like other people's songs, which I think a lot of people don't. Yeah, so I like to think of myself as a musician in that way.
Hello, I'm a reject. Does one arm hang down longer? Hello, I'm a reject, and I can't think of no more words or songs. Just, we're gonna dance despite our aging limbs. Gonna sing despite the pessimism, and we're not gonna worry if we're old or new. Just, hello, I'm a reject. Does it look as though I have three eyes to you? Hello, I'm a reject, stamped across my... Hello, I'm a reject, like a slice of Scando bacon. Hello, I'm a reject, like a pig to the slaughter. Don't know, don't care, just gonna dance despite our aging limbs. Gonna sing despite the pessimism, and we're not gonna worry if we're old or new. Just hello, I'm a reject. Me got no brain. Me subject myself to you and all your philosophizing. Me got no brain. Follow me, follow me. Hello, I'm a reject. My leg look bendy till I grow more. Hello, I'm a reject, and I can't think of no more words or songs. Just gonna dance despite our aging limbs. Gonna sing despite the pessimism, and we're not gonna worry if we're old or new. Just hello, I'm a reject.
After you did the album Polydor, and then kind of got into the 80s, did that become, I mean, you continued working, continued making records, but did that become a more difficult time for you in terms of getting noticed?
Yeah, I suppose, because, well, again, it's one of those things that kind of works for and against. I mean, it was more difficult for me to make records during that period, but I had a guy called Dave Kitson from Red Flame Records who really liked my stuff and would literally just say, you know, if you want to record something, fine. And he wouldn't even, you know, wouldn't even expect me to give him any examples of what I was going to record. It would just be like, you know, I trust what you're doing is good. So,
yeah.
And that was kind of good. But, you know, at the same time, obviously there was a limited audience, but it did at least kind of keep me going through that period artistically and actually creatively. You know, yeah. But like I say, it's swings and roundabouts, really. You just think, well, you know, you get to where you get to. And, like, you know, at the moment where I'm almost back to the beginning of my career, really, but that's okay. I mean, it's like...
In what sense do you mean back to the beginning of your career?
Well, because my early stuff has been rediscovered, as it were, and people are kind of expecting me to do a certain amount of my early stuff, and I'm kind of having to reevaluate that stuff because during the 80s in particular, I had just totally stopped doing anything from any of the punk things.
Yeah.
Which gave me the room to actually develop what I was doing further. And I would still say, like, you could still apply punk poet, you know, that label to what I was doing through the 80s, but you would have to actually, I think, hopefully add musician.
So are you quite happy to be back here and playing your early stuff and revisiting it?
Yeah, in some ways, because I think, you know, as long as I can do that in conjunction with later stuff, I'm fairly happy, because I can play anything that I feel is, you know, part of me and part of other people.
But now there is a real interest in your work again.
Seems like it, yeah.
Yeah.
So that's nice. You know, and I think that, you know, hopefully it will be for more reasons than just the original. The original reason was just, well, it's punk.
Mm.
You know, now I'm hoping that it will be like, well, it's punk, but there's a bit more to it than that, you know.
Yeah,
you
well, know. I mean, the nice thing is that those songs do stand the test of time very, very well.
I think so.
Because they were played on an acoustic guitar,
and
you can come and play them again on
acoustic
guitar.
Exactly,
there's a nice bit of continuity with your new stuff as well.
Exactly.
Get a bit more up to date. You live in New Zealand now, don't you?
I do, yes.
And how long have you been there?
9 years.
9 years. And how has that sort of affected, you know, your songwriting? And is there a difference? Is there a kind of New Zealand element to your...
No, there's not. I mean, that's... it's kind of funny because it used to be the case that when you get the plane to New Zealand, people would say, you are now arriving in New Zealand, kindly set your clock back, what was it, 25 years? 20 years.
Right.
and it's kind of a bit like that in some ways. I've kind of taken time out from writing because I'm one of those people that, like, needs to have a fairly sort of clear view of what I'm writing about, whether consciously or unconsciously. It's just one of those things. And I suppose for the last, like, 9 years or so, I've just been kind of thinking, well, I don't really know who or what I'm writing for. I mean, when I left England at that particular time, I kind of felt that I didn't have an audience and I didn't have any motivation to write. And I suppose, like, with the current resurgence, it's kind of nice because it's making me reevaluate really my own position, because I think, well, you know, as a writer, where am I going from here? I mean, I do reinvent my songs on stage quite often, but I do need to feel that my songs have a relevance. And I suppose at the moment, almost the older stuff almost seems to have more relevance than most of the other things, but there is some new stuff there, and... you know, it's one of those things that I'm kind of taking a bit of a breathing space to actually decide where I want to go with my writing, really. And I don't mind, like I say, a 9-year gap while I culturally reevaluate myself and culturally adjust to being in New Zealand. It may seem like a long time, but actually it's not.
No.
Because you think, well, there's all the time in the world, really, to, you know, if your stuff is good and it lasts, then you take the time you need to.
Absolutely.
You know, produce the next stuff and consider what you want to do.
Yeah. So how have the gigs you've been doing here in Britain?
They've been really good, actually. We walked into a fairly strange place because right at the beginning we sort of walked into doing the Wasted Festival, and that was like, okay, lots of Mohicans, lots of peacocks, lots of spikes, unusual deviations of spikes, unusual colour schemes, different types of people, some old, some young. Many fallen over on the pavement. So it was kind of weird to walk into that, and then sort of that actually to play the first gig and get a really good response out of that. It was, it was a funny place to start, because it was a bit like walking back in time, but sort of in a good way. And I think that the other gigs that I've done since have been yeah, it's just been really good. I've just really enjoyed it.
Okay, so it won't be another 9 years before we see you here again?
Hopefully not. And hopefully I'll have a few more new songs by then too.
Excellent. Yeah.
But like I say, there's a lot of, you know, the reason why, in some ways, the reason I haven't been writing lots is because, you know, like I say, I felt there was no audience for me in some ways, but also I've got lots of things that have been written and recorded and never been released, so I just feel that, you know, everything needs to catch up on me a little bit before I start catching up on everybody else.
So there's, you think there will be something that people will be able to get hold of?
I have a CD available at the moment called Floating Population, which is the current tour one, and I've got another one coming out with Pog from here. And at the moment, what I'm doing is I'm putting out sort of like, little bits of archive stuff that people have never heard, and songs. But I'm doing that with the live thing as well. I'm playing songs that people have never heard. So, you know, it kind of seems like I've not been writing stuff, but there's stuff that people haven't heard, so...
Okay,
you know.
Great. Well, really look forward to hearing that. I'll let you go and get ready for your gig tonight.
Have some food,
yes. Thanks very much, Patrick, and welcome back to England. Hope we see you here again soon.
Hopefully so.
Small wooden building on a road in the middle of nowhere. Trees catch fire quite close by, the sun bleaches your bones. Cattle grazing, cattle bells ring, the sound of choirs gathering. They're teaching everyone to sing along with Queen Victoria's hymns of praise. Small wooden building where another one receives the cane. Another one can't add two and two yet. Another one can't quite spell his name. The missionary laughs. Some children laugh, some children cry. They run along behind his moped, whistling and waving him goodbye. 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 Large concrete building now, we send them more incentives. We send gifts and telegrams saying, do come to our country. We'll meet you at the airport, we'll greet you at the quay. With promises of jobs and housing, food and education.
So that was Gifts and Telegrams from Patrick Fitzgerald's Floating Population CD, the one that he's got out now, which is a compilation of various pieces recorded over the last, well, I should say 20 years or so, which you can get by contacting Patrick and Pog, who've put the album out, via Patrick's website, www.patrickfitzgerald.co.uk. And hopefully he'll be back to play in Britain again sometime next year. Okay, so where are we going now? We're going to have another song, not another song, the first song, in fact, from, no we're not, they're not ready yet. Ah, somebody's in the lavatory. So what about another song from Alan Tyler? Are you guys ready?
Yeah.
There we go. Always on the standby here, we have Alan Tyler and the Lost Sons of Littlefield. Oh dear, I'm just getting a bit tongue-tied. Hey, where's my idiot sheet? Here it is. So... if I can read my own writing, which I should be able to, this is called Hat in the Road. Is that correct?
You're right.
Here we go then.
Thank you. down the street. Something blew across our path and landed at my feet. I picked it up and brushed it off. Nobody would reclaim it. It had a feather and a leather band, and I wanted you to name it. I found a hat in the road, and it fit you like a glove. Now this place and your heart for my love. And now the sun can shine, and the sun can burn, and the rain can fall, the cold can bite, the hail can hit, the snow can snow, and the wind can blow, and it stays on tight. And it's like the love I give to you, 'cause it's something old, something new, and it's warm and real, calm and cool, so smart for such a fool. I found a hat in the road, and it fit you like a glove. Now there's place in your heart for my across the ocean wide, in another land, I can hear your voice, but I can't touch your hand. So long I've been missing you. I've been feeling sad, but I try to sing, 'cause you'll wear my hat. One day you'll wear my ring. I found a hat in the road, and it fit you like a glove. Now there's place in your heart for my love.
You are listening to Dexter Bentley's Hello Goodbye Show, broadcast on Resonance 104.4 FM, this and every Saturday between noon and 1 p.m. Please visit the website at www.dexterbentley.com or send an email to dexterbentley@hotmail.com.
Hello, Bob Van Halen. heaven below. All the trees are gone. The rain makes such a lovely song to those who are 6 feet underground. The leaves will bury every year, and no one knows I'm gone. Lift me cold and tell me dark, hide from graveyard jar. The moon is full here every night, and I can bathe here in his light. The leaves will bury every year, and no one knows I'm gone. Hell above and heaven below, all the trees are gone. The rain makes such a lovely sound to those who are 6 feet underground. The leaves will bury every year, and no one knows I'm gone.
That was the sound of Jeremy Smoking Jacket with the marvellous vocals of Rose Kemp. And Rose Kemp is doing a solo gig this week, Thursday the 23rd of November, at the Luminaire, which is 311 High Road, Kilburn. On the bill as well are Underground Railroad, Sleeping States, and the DJ is One Imaginary Girl. It's £5 to get in, and it kicks off at 8. The track you just heard there was her cover version of the Tom Waits song, No One Knows I'm Gone. And on the subject of Jeremy Smoking Jacket...
On the subject of Jeremy Smoking Jacket, they will be performing at the Tate Britain on Friday, the 5th of January, at the Electricity Bill event that we are organising. Also on that bill will be the Berlin-based musician, artist, journalist and blogger Momus, with some of his electronic folk, James III and the Courtesan, who regular listeners to this show will be familiar with. The Skull Defects from Göteborg. Is that right?
Göteborg.
Oh, I still can't get it right. And, yes, and Jeremy Smoking Jacket, and as well as Ed Pinson from Resonance's very own Sound Projecting Show. So put that in your diaries. We shall be reminding you about that every week from now on, I would think. And the other thing we have to remind listeners about is the listener survey.
That's right, yes. The at the moment, if you please go to resonancefm.com, to the Resonance homepage, you will see there's a little button there that says listener survey, and we are begging you, please, to go and take 2 minutes of your time, fill it in. None of your information will be imparted to any other unsavoury parties. It is purely for Resonance's own benefit to try and secure fundings for the future so that you can hear us not on air only through 2006, but 2007 and beyond. So please do that. There is something in it for you. You get entered into a draw that will give you an iPod, which is apparently cram-packed full of Resonance content. Resonance listeners will be only too keen to get their hands on that Resonance exclusive iPod, so please do go to resonancefm.com and fill in that listener survey. If you want to find out more about the Tate event, as Simon was just mentioning, that Dexter Bentley are putting together at the Tate in January, please also visit dexterbentley.com and click on the light bulb, which is on our homepage, and that will give you all the info. And now,
without further ado, we go to finally to our first song from Nighttime and Damien Raison, and this one is called Franchelle.
Franchelle, my love, it's a daughter to Boating and lusters and pretty women, and I'm all for the money. It's great how they like it. Fish off the fabric, the sketch on the skin of your hands. Don't tell my love it's a quarter to ten in the morning. Please open your eyes. When that's at the door.
That was the sound of Damien Raison and... No, I keep getting this wrong. Nighttime and Damien Raison, and we'll be hearing another song from them a little bit later in the show.
Yes, indeed. And for now, we are going to play you a couple of bands who will be performing live on next week's show here on the Hello Goodbye Show on Resonance 104.4 FM. Those bands are Puerto Muerto and also Crayola Lectern. I'm going to play you Puerto Muerto first. So this is what they sound like. Then you'll hear Crayola Lectern, and I'll also tell you when you can actually go and see him live this week.
Seems to like the swim. thought our battery was charged to
Okay, yes, you heard two artists back-to-back there. The first one was Ghosty by Puerto Muerto. They will be live in session here on the Dexter Bentley Hello Goodbye Show next week, and next week's date is the, what is that, the 25th of November. The track Ghosty there was taken from their current CD on Fire Records, Songs of Muerto County, which is supposedly a lost soundtrack to the Texas Chainsaw Massacre. And when they're over in London next week, they will actually be performing the entire album as an accompaniment to that film, the Tobe Hooper classic, at St. Luke's Church. Is it a church or chapel? On the 19th, Sunday the 19th. No, hang on. No, 26th. Or, oh, I don't know. I'm getting confused now.
Next Sunday,
yes. And so if you're interested in going to see that marvellous rendition by the American duo Puerto Muerto, then you want to be getting down to St. Luke's on that very day and tuning in here, obviously, next week. Now, the track you heard just after that was by Crayola Lecter, and he also will be performing here on the show next week. But if you can't wait that long, you could go and see him next Friday, the 24th of November. He's actually playing the Scale Down, one of the Scale Down events. Scale Down being a show in its own right here on Resonance FM. It takes place every other Friday. I believe it happened yesterday, and the next show will be happening on the 1st of December. The Scale Down gig will be taking place at the King and Queen, which is number 1 Foley Street in London. So you can go and see Crayola Lectern there. He will be accompanied by ex-cardiac John Poole. The song you heard was called Goldfish Song. Okay, right, we've got a few riotous children playing Snap in the corner here, because we not only have two of my three, we also have Alan Tyler's daughter Christine here as well, and they're all, as you can hear, rabidly trying to decide who's won Snap. And yes, joining us here is Alan Tyler. Alan, what are you flicking through there?
Nothing. Have some magazines I found on
very well behaved adults.
Well behaved adults, yes. It's not Chester's Beano, is it?
No.
Right, we
some sort of picture book.
We have you in session here today, and you're accompanied by most of your band, minus your drummer, the Lost Sons of Littlefield. Is this a new-ish kind of thing for you? Is this a new band?
Well, I think we took the name when our drummer joined us about 2 years ago. I think we decided, well, the name kind of stuck then. But it's really, it's all just a continuation of the music that I started doing with the Rocking Birds, which Chris was involved in, and Sean, who sometimes plays with us, was involved in, Sean Reed. And it's just a continuation of just what we started doing then, which is playing English country rock.
English really. Country
we just
rock.
Do country stuff, and that's, you know, it's what it, that's what it says on the tin, really, with us. We do that.
Your first song you played today was your forthcoming single.
Yes.
What's the full title of that again?
Middle Saxon Town.
Yeah, yes. Middle Saxon Town. And that's good. You were born and bred in Harrow, is that right?
Yeah, so it's kind of exercising local history. It's kind of, you know, my North London roots tune.
Right. You cite Mud and Slade and T-Rex in the lyrics.
Yes.
Is that the kind of stuff you would have been listening to when you were a kid?
Yeah, that's right. I mean, the song is like Harrow past, you know, the history of it, and then Harrow when it was, as it was when I was a child living there. In the 70s, being into pop music, and then is the last bit is about how it's kind of turned out now and reflections on that. So yeah.
So what was the route from Mud, T-Rex and Slade to your love of country music?
Oh well, I mean, you just do, you know, you're a kid, you listen to what's on the TV, don't you? I mean, I don't know, you just.
What would have been the first artist, though, that really sort of pricked your ears up, country?
Well, country-wise?
Yeah.
I think Elvis really was kind of quite country, and I'd never liked Elvis, hated Elvis when I was a kid. Thought he was rubbish because he couldn't write songs. But I once went to a party in the mid-'80s, and it was just like a big epiphany, and I thought, oh, this is absolutely incredible. There was this guy playing Elvis singles all night, and it was the best time of my life. And after that, I listened to Hank Williams. It was like the Elvis of country, really. And then when you kind of, well, just sort of realised, oh, this is the music I want to do. I think I can do this. Because it's nice and easy, three chords, you know.
So, have you ever played in the States? How does English country get? Does it translate across the pond?
Well, we've the Rocking Birds went over there and did one gig at the Continental Club. Which is in Texas. We just wait to see, really. I mean, the band name is a cheeky kind of. Littlefield is the birthplace of Waylon Jennings, who's like one of my favourites, or my favourite country singer. So it's kind of cheeky, really, to kind of lay any claim to their inheritance, their music. But you can do whatever you like in pop music, can't you? You just do whatever you want. So yeah. This is what we want to do, so we're doing it.
Yeah. But it obviously does translate beyond these shores, because I understand that your record label, Hanky Panky, is a Spanish label, and in fact you're very soon going over to play in Spain.
Yeah, well, we're hoping they'll like us over in Spain, you know. I'm sure we'll like them.
Is this your first trip over there?
Yeah.
Right, okay. And in regards to the album, that is available now. How would people get hold of that? Is that just in all good record shops?
Not in all bad record shops. It's in it's in Rough Trade and shops like that.
The more left of centre.
I think you need to get it off. You know, obviously we're flogging them at gigs, and you can get them off Hanky Panky's website and stuff like that. A few web outlets. I think Rough Trade you probably need to go if you want to get it out of a shop at the moment.
Okay. And the website for Hanky Panky, do you know it? Or what's your website?
Well, probably something like
hankypanky.com or something. it is actually written in my eyesight, which is failing me in my old age. It's, yeah, Hanky Panky Records, yes. Oh, well, there is a MySpace, isn't there?
Yeah.
Yeah, you're right. hankypankyrecords.com. Yeah, and alantyler.com as well. That's yours.
Yes.
Just so
I bet,
you know.
I bet hankypanky.com is something quite different.
Yes, you don't want to do a search generally for Hanky Panky, I don't suppose. I don't think you'll find you.
Well, you have to do one of those, restricted search things. Yeah. Like, stop your children looking at them.
Yeah. Now, talking of gigs, before you go over to Spain, you are playing in London. Where can people go and see you if they want to?
Well, tomorrow night we're playing at the Boogaloo in Highgate Road, which is just down the hill from Highgate Tube. And we play there quite regularly. We're playing there tomorrow night at about 9 o'clock. and it's free to get in.
Free to get in?
Yes.
Fantastic. So that's and if people want to keep abreast of all your gigs, which you I've noticed on your MySpace site, you do have a few, then they obviously just go to your MySpace, which is...
Yeah, well, alantyler.com, and you can just
link
find
to everything
them,
from there.
All links in from there, so you can find out where we're playing that way.
Okay. All right, then. And the first song you played, Middle Saxon Town, that will be a single, a download only? In the
I
new
think
year?
So, yeah.
Okay, but the actual CD, the album, which is thoroughly recommended, you can go out and get it. That's 13 fantastic tracks, a couple of covers in there, but a lot of brilliant stuff written by yourself. People go and fish it out. Rough trade, as Alan said. Now, you mentioned Texas earlier on. You said the Rocking Birds went there. Is your last song got any relevance to... It's called Texas.
Well, it's actually called There's a Place in My Heart I Call Texas.
I see.
So it's... Yes.
All right. Are you ready to give that a go?
I certainly am.
All right. Children, quiet, please.
Yes, indeed.
Oh, I'm broken up and busted like a scrap yard hewn. Got no engine, got no axle, I got you. I'm as true as the saint, 'cause I know what I ain't. And I know what I am, 'cause wherever I am, there's a place in my heart I go, Texas. Going deep down, strong and sublime. There's a place in my heart share of justice, but it only made me mad. I've run away from madness with a demon in my back. I can turn my back on sadness when the sadness gets cheery. But wherever I go, I'm whatever I feel. There's a place in my heart I go, Texas. Going deep down, strong and sublime. There's a place in my
stuff. The children managed to control themselves, though the adults this time didn't. Thanks ever so much to Alan Tyler and the Lost Sons of Littlefield. Thank you very much,
Alan.
Thank you
very much.
And please go and see them tomorrow night for free at the Boogaloo and get out there and buy their eponymous album. It's on Hanky Panky Records. I think at this point, as we don't know whether Nighttime and Damien Raisin are ready to go, we'll play you one song in between. This is Captain Blood Blood and the Sea Dogs, Back Into the Sea, and it was recorded live in session back in July, I believe, of this year, on the Dexter Bentley Hello Goodbye Show here on Resonance 104.4 FM.
Shade drowns. My father is a welcome man. boat, he says. You, me, back into the sea again, back into the sea again, back into the sea again. Down there by the cockle sheds, where the fishermen sell their fish. Wife, I used to run and play there. The hermit crabs that dwell there. You, me, him, she, back into the sea again. Back into the sea again. Back into the sea again. Down there by the rocks and sand, out near where the shade drowns, my father was a welsh man, attached to the boat we sailed.
Yes, that's the sound of us clapping way back in July of this year, or June of this year, whenever it was. Captain Blood Blood and the Sea Dogs. Now, they are playing on Tuesday, the 21st of November, and where they are playing is the Purple Turtle, Crowndale Road, which is Mornington Crescent, Camden Way. Also on the bill are Echelon, Below the Line, Jack Flash and Oil on Canvas. So if you like the sound of that, that's where you want to be heading. But November the 21st is actually No Music Day, so there are obviously a bunch of people who are choosing to avoid that very thing. What is No Music Day, you wonder? Well, it's actually No Music Day is an aspiration, an idea, an impossible dream, a nightmare. Yeah, so the blurb says. It's taking place on the 21st for a particular reason. The 22nd of November is St. Cecilia's Day, St. Cecilia being the patron saint of music. This is this whole thing has been put together by Bill Drummond, and he's sort of asking people not to play any music on the 21st of November, not only this year, but every year. And if you want to actually comment on this or see comments on it, there's a website, www.nomusicday.com. You can put your comments in there. There's some very there's some quite rich language in there. There's some people who are totally for it and who believe that music has been cheapened and there's far too much of it nowadays. There are other people who say, are you mad? More music the better. So if you want to have your say or just find out what the hell this is all about, then please do go to nomusicday.com. If you want to hear the man himself, Bill Drummond, then tune into Resonance on the 21st at 2 o'clock in the afternoon on Ben Thompson's The London Ear. He will be talking with Ben Thompson about the whole project, and I believe that, well, in fact, I know
it was his idea.
Bill Drummond's idea, yes, right. That's right. And I know that Resonance are actually going to be partaking in this. There will be no music played on Resonance FM this coming Tuesday. What's your thoughts on this, Simon? Do you think it's a good idea?
I think it's a brilliant idea. I think it's great. I think there's just too much music everywhere, and although music's great, having a day without it, why not?
Yeah, why not? A little bit of fasting, make it taste nice and tasty.
So when you get
day.
To St. Celia's Day, the patron day of the music, the next day, you'll really appreciate it.
Yeah, I'm all for it. And if you want to have your say, as I said, visit the website, nomusicday.com. Where are we going now?
We are going to some music, because it's not No Music Day. So this is the next and final song that we have from Nighttime and Damien Raison. And this is, I think it's a kind of medley of two songs, and the first one of which is The North Wind and the Sun.
The North Wind and the Sun. One morning, the North Wind and the Sun saw a very fashion-conscious young man walking through the High Street shopping area, wearing a new, serious fashion coat. That young man looks very pleased with his new coat, said the Sun, but I could easily get him to take it off if I wanted to. I don't think you could, said the North Wind, but let us both try to do it. You can try first. The sun began to give out his gentle rays. People began to look up at the sky and enjoy the heat on their faces. The shops were emptying out into the street for chatting and playing, and singing could be heard. The sun shone harder, and people began to dance and make love in the park. The sun shone with all his might, but it was no use, for the young man just sweated silently in his coat as he carried on his way. "My turn now," cried the North Wind, and he began to blow and blow. Tiny clothing fibres were blown from around shop doorways and the gaps between paving slabs, and they gathered in the air. The fibres swirled together as they knotted and mended until they formed an identical coat to that of the young man. With a cool, gentle breath, the North Wind placed the coat on full display in the window of a men's clothing chain store, just as a young man was passing. The young man saw this other coat and began to feel very hot. And when he came to a bench, he took off his coat and sat down in the shade of a ginkgo tree.
In the past, I heard my mum brag about my ambitious career. In the past, I heard my girlfriend talking about her friends who had been in the war. In the past, I heard my mum brag about my ambitious career. In the past, I heard my girlfriend talking about her friends who had been in the war. In the past, I heard my mum brag about my family and friends. In the past, I heard my girlfriend talking about her friends who had been in the war. In the past, I heard my mum brag about my ambitious career. In the past, I heard my girlfriend talking about her friends who have been in the war.
Double that speed, so you can really think.
In the past, I heard my mum brag about my ambitious career. In the past, I heard my girlfriend talking about her friends who have been in the war. In the past, I heard my mum brag about my family friends. In the past, I heard my girlfriend talking about her friends who have been in the war.
There we go, that was the sound of Nighttime and Damien Raison. And there we go, giving themselves a big round of applause down there, deservedly so. And that was the North Wind and the Sun segueing into my ambitious career. And we're going to try and get Nighttime up to have a quick chat with us before the end of the show, which is approaching rapidly. So now we're going to have a bit of Hunting Lodge, I believe.
Yes, indeed. Let's just play it and then we'll tell you where you can see him twice this week.
Down here, inside out. Dexter Bentley på Resonance 104.4 FM.
Okay, that was two songs back to back there. The last one you heard was the Xerox Teens recorded live in session here on the Hello Goodbye Show many, many moons ago, about 2.5 years ago, I think, in the summer of 2004. It was I Love NY. If you want to go and see them, you can do tomorrow afternoon, Sunday the 19th of November, at the Coronet. It's an it's underage club. Also on the bill are Theoretical Girl, Pull in Emergency, Bellarosa Connection, DJs The She Set. It kicks off at 4 and ends at 8, and it's for under 18s only. And there's a little... It does say... Yeah, maybe I could get in. No. And it does say that the BBC are filming the whole thing for a documentary, so look sharp. There you go. That's where you want to be going. 4 till 8, under 18s only, £5 on the door. And in fact, as soon as you come out of there at 8 o'clock, you just walk round the corner to the Corsica Studios, Unit 5, Farrell Court, Elephant and Castle. Put your hand in your pocket and pull out another £8, and then you can go and see the Acid Mother's Temple, the Early Years, Duracell, and Hunting Lodge. Hunting Lodge were the band we played just before the Xerox Teens. I Am Feudal Japan, again recorded live in session here on the show on April Fool's Day, funnily enough, though they are no fools, they are fantastic live, as Simon will testify.
I testify that they are fantastic live.
Good.
Hereby.
And if you can't go to see them tomorrow night, you've got another chance on Thursday the 23rd of November. Howl presents Shitmat, Hunting Lodge, Trencher, to be confirmed, that is, Horatio Pollard, and that's at Catch 22, 22 Kingsland Road. Starts at 8:30, goes on till quite late. Two chances to see Hunting Lodge and one to see Xerox Teens. I will also quickly say that that track, I Love NY, you can actually download or at least listen to on the DexterBentley.com website, our brand spanking new site. Go to the homepage, DexterBentley.com, click on the blob on hip-hop logo, and there you'll find a load of CDs. One of them, a few of them, are our 1 Minute Wonders series, and there's a few downloads there amongst them, Xerox Teens being one of them.
Splendid, 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 splendid. Okay, time for a quick chat with Nighttime. Hello, Nighttime.
Hello.
So you've just played those two songs for us. Was that an enjoyable experience?
Yes, it was a bit last minute, but I think we enjoyed that.
Yeah, that's the way we like to do things on this show. Last minute, enjoyable stuff. We like sort of people to fly by the seat of their pants.
So the other musicians were in here, were they?
Yeah, they were up here, yeah. Mm. Yes. Talking about flying by the seat of the pants, I was going to ask you about Airbuses, because you're a particular fan of the Airbus, aren't you?
Well, it's not so much that. It's just that what I think is strange is the way that people don't really appreciate the Airbus that we see flying over London.
Yeah.
And it's worse than that, that people actually will ridicule you for appreciating them at the same time as being, what's the word, covetous of a Range Rover Sport.
Right, okay.
With its,
yeah.
You know, because superficial design, completely yeah. superfluous bit stuck on with brushed aluminium, where an Airbus A346 is just pure, beautiful design.
Yeah, quite extraordinary how it actually gets up in the air, I think.
I thought I'd just explain that in the last track.
Oh, really? Did you?
Yeah, being like soup when you travel at 200 miles an hour.
Right, OK.
Well, 70 miles an hour.
We recorded it, so I'm going to listen to it again.
I've listened back.
Yes, I definitely will. And how does your love of aeroplanes, or that particular aeroplane, how does that fit with your neo-paganism? Two things conflict at all?
Well, not really. I mean, I suppose in a way that an Airbus is a product of nature, as everything is. And it's a marvellous creation of humankind, so I suppose it fits in.
Right, OK. Fine. We're going to have to wrap up in a moment, but if people want to hear more of Nighttime and Damien Raison, they can do that via the beauty of MySpace, can they not?
They can, yeah.
And it's myspace.com/...
Nighttime and Damien Raison.
Okay, and Nighttime's got two T's, hasn't it?
Rather. I think it always does, yeah.
Yeah. Not when I spell it.
And Damien with an E.
Yeah.
And
Raison...
As in
the French word, rather
than... That's right.
Than,
it's not really
the,
his surname,
dry.
Actually.
Right, okay. All right, well, are we playing something to go out on very quickly?
No, I don't think so.
Okay, well, thanks very much for coming in, Nighttime.
A round of applause.
Absolute pleasure. We'll give you a round of applause.
Yay! Thank you.
So next week's show, who's on next week's show?
Yes, next week's show we got Puerto Muerto all the way from States, as we said. We've got Crayola Lectern, and we've also got Nina Walsh. So please do tune in next week to the Hello Goodbye show. All you listeners out there, get out and fill in the listener survey on Resonance FM's homepage. And one final thing before I go, if I can find it.
Well, really... so that coming up is Nostalgia Yarenboka, where we'll hear... Vince and Kofi and Mama Stair saying Ba Mama Batata.
Yeah.
I still don't know what that means, but I like the sound of it.
I will quickly say as well that Alan Tyler, who's been our guest today, runs a regular monthly event at the Apple Tree Pub on Mount Pleasant, Clerkenwell. It's a free event. It goes on in the afternoon, 4 till 8. It has music, and he normally plays it. It's called Come Down and Meet the Folks. Also on the bill on this coming Sunday, not tomorrow, but the 26th, will be... Ellis Island Sound, Pete Molinari and Case Harding. Here's Vince. Anyway, I think at this point we can Dexter Bentley's Hello Goodbye show can say
Ba Mama Batata.
Hello. And Vince and Kofi and everyone can say
Buta la vida.
Tuesday evenings, the entire political class...